there was never any need for them to go blind, had proper and adequate precautions been taken at their birth. The tragedy of blindness is not blindness itself, but that there are so many thousands who are needlessly blind. I am hoping that this bill will stimulate the general public to redouble its generous contributions to blind welfare, and stimulate a more generous appreciation of its responsibilities to this section of our community, now that the government has assumed the responsibility. I commend this bill to the sympathetic consideration of the House. Close quote. Many members of the House took part in debating various aspects of the bill, and all were in support. The bill was read a second time, and the House went into committee. It had to adjourn at 6 p.m., and the debate resumed the following morning. After discussion by various members, the bill was adopted and read a third time. The bill became law. A welfare bill came before the House of Assembly on the 19th of September 1938, and one of the sections dealt with the particular needs of blind people by including in the Blind Persons Act measures to support sheltered employment. During the course of the debate, Mike spoke in support of the Civilian Blind Society workshops in Salt River, an industrial suburb of Cape Town. One of those instrumental in establishing the workshop was Lil Bowen. The workshop provided sheltered work for blind people, many of whom had been educated and trained at the Athlone Blind School, where they learned the skills of basket work and weaving. Mr. Bowen, quote, "I want to compliment the government in relation to the development of the Blind Persons Act. Our little blind workshop in Cape Town has grown within 2 years from about 8 blind workers until today, when there are nearly 100 workers. Any augmentation of wages is a measure of relief to add to the earnings of a blind person." Close quote. Another important legislative event affecting blind people in which Bowen had played a role took place at the beginning of April 1948, when the Special Schools Act was enacted. This act transferred responsibility for the funding of special schools to the union government, which increased the contribution towards staff salaries, catering and accommodation costs, and other general expenses. This improved funding was vital to the school, as the finances had been severely strained by the increasing numbers of pupils and expansion of the curriculum. It was one of the last legislative acts in which Mike was involved. It came near to the end of the parliamentary session, and it was only 2 months later that Mike passed away. Some thoughts on Afrikaner nationalism and Mike Bowen's opinions. The above parliamentary exchanges provide some insight into the phenomenon of Afrikaner nationalism and its rise to political power in the 1948 general election. At the time that Mike Bowen took his seat in the 1929 parliamentary session, the Afrikaner National Party formed the government, and continued to do so for the next 9 years. It was during this period that many parliamentary measures were proposed and passed which Mike Bowen strongly opposed. See above. The National Party government passed legislation in 1925 to make Afrikaans an official language together with English. In 1927, the government proposed that the British Union flag, usually known as the Union Jack, which it considered to be a symbol of British imperialism, should be replaced by a new national flag